Okay, then we're going to move to agenda item six, the program. 6.1, report, possible discussion and report from the Texas Water Development Board. Jean Devlin.
Good morning. All right. Okay, so I have just a few updates for you today. So the first thing that I wanted to talk about is the subcontract guidance for the 2026 regional water planning contracts. There's an email that was sent out in August discussing what was required for this. So each subcontract and contract amendment between the political subdivision and the primary technical consultant needs to be submitted to us for review. And those are submitted to contracts at twdb.texas.gov. Please always CC me. Whenever you are communicating with contracts, so that way I know what communications are going out, and also include the contract number associated with it. That just helps contracts keep track of what is coming in and which regions are submitting information. The subcontract between the political subdivision and the primary technical consultant should specify the names of any subcontractors and the total subcontract amount allocated to each subcontractor. And this can be added or revised in the future through an amendment, so it's not necessarily set in stone. We do have provisions and clauses listed in a guidelines document that's linked here. An official Water Development Board review and acceptance of subcontracts is no longer being conducted. So we'll still continue to receive copies of those subcontracts, but it's not necessarily required that we'll be reviewing them. Also, there is no certificate of procurement associated with the 2026 Regional Water Plan contracts, which is different from other previous plans, planning cycles. Oops, I found the clicker. Thank you. Okay, so interregional planning council nominations. So Jeff Walker sent out a letter that says that each regional water planning group needs to take action to submit nominations of at least one member to serve on the council and an alternate for each member nominated. And the nominees and supporting information need to be submitted to Sarah Backhouse by February 28th of 2022. So y'all will likely be meeting before this date in order to take action to submit your nomination for the interregional planning council. Also, there was an update to the Open Meetings Act requirements, specifically for video conferences. Since y'all are doing in-person meetings, this does not really apply, but if you ever were to revert back to a hybrid meeting, there is now a requirement that in order for a quorum to be established, any voting members need to have their video camera on. And if their camera is off, then they wouldn't be counted towards the quorum. So all of the requirements for the Open Meetings Act are listed under Texas Government Code 551-127. So if you were to look there, it would have all of the requirements listed. So this is just a reminder about the Open Meetings Act, but also a note, Water Development Board is not able to provide any legal guidance. So we just like to kind of preface it with that. So today I will be providing a brief refresher course on the water planning cycle, but just note that we're currently updating our six cycle education information. And so we'll be providing even more information likely either at the next meeting or, you know, across the sixth cycle as we develop our educational materials. And Chairman Wilson requested that I discuss the Interregional Planning Council and the Chair's Call. So this is kind of putting the cart before the horse, but we'll go ahead and discuss this right now. So for your reference, the Interregional Planning Council was appointed by the Water Development Board on January 16th of 2020, and the purpose of the council is to provide coordination amongst the regional water planning groups, between the regional water planning groups and the Water Development Board, in order to meet the goals of the state water planning process, to facilitate dialogue regarding regional water management strategies, and to share best operational practices of the regional water planning practice. So you can find more information about the previous committee meetings at this link, and review any of the work process documents that were developed from the previous planning cycle. We also conduct chairs calls, and chairs calls are an opportunity for the chairs to hear directly from Water Development Board staff and management on program updates and requirements, and to also provide us with feedback. So essentially it's us receiving input on any topics that are relevant to the regional water planning process, and it helps us to refine the process and make it better. So this concludes the first part of my presentation for today. Does anyone have any questions?
Any questions for Jean? Thank you, Jean.
Thank you so much.